This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. It's the September 7th edition of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here to celebrate the day, celebrate the way the world works, or not, just to kind of not put too fine a point on all of it. It is, it's a wonderful thing to be able to dream. All of us have dreams, and whether they be the kind of dreams that you have at night when you go to bed, or whether it's the daydreaming or the wishing and hoping and, you know, the stuff that dreams are made out of, sometimes come in the form of music, all kinds of things. It's nice to be able to dream and have whatever you're dreaming about come true. It is inevitable that your thoughts will be things. I think that's just my whole philosophy. I've started working, Jennifer, on this the development that we have, and we actually sold our first unit yesterday, and the fellow who's actually doing the building and I have a similar philosophy of life, and it's fun to be able to talk in terms of the work scenario about what your values are.
Because sometimes, when do I move in, by the way? I keep forgetting to ask you.
Say that again, you what?
When do I move in?
Move into the new development.
I keep forgetting to ask you when my move-in date is, Dougie.
Well, that would be fine. You could move in any time, except you. I can't imagine you leaving your mother and father in the dust out there. So.
Oh, imagine it. You give me keys to a new house, you never know.
Okay, I'll have to remember that. Hurricane Lee is set to intensify to become an extremely dangerous storm, aren't they all? This is such nonsense. Okay, so the storm is—it's a hurricane. It's hurricane season. It's like in the wintertime it gets cold and it snows. In the summertime it gets hot. The temperature goes up. What is it with us that we're so?
You just sound way too sensible. Would you stop?
Oh my God! Give it a friggin' rest, will you, please? This is the worst year since 2017 for hurricanes. How do you know that? We're halfway. The worst months are August and September. Okay, so the water is warm, and we could have so far Florida has gotten a little. You got a little. But it certainly isn't outrageous by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah. And it seems like Florida did fairly well. I mean, obviously there's a few exceptions. California was fine.
Yeah. Yep. There's a lot of flooding going on in Brazil. 31 people are dead. 1,600 are homeless because of a cyclone that blew through there this week. And so, once again, see, we told you. You told us what? This is, if you look at some of the video from the flyovers, it looks like what happens after there's a serious storm in a country that doesn't have real strict building codes, although they're a little more sophisticated in Brazil than, let's say, Haiti, that was wiped out by the storm and has never really recovered. And by the way, we have here in Framingham and in Massachusetts, this is a taste of what's happened in other cities. A bunch of Haitians somehow landed in Florida, and our friend Mr. DeSantis doesn't want them there, so he's put them on buses and moved them to northern cities, Philadelphia, Baltimore. Some of them ended up in Boston, and as a result of that, 30 or so Haitian refugees ended up in Framingham in a hotel. And now the services here, they're trying to find people that'll volunteer to take care of them, put them in houses, you know, feed them, whatever it is.
Think how 30 people, you just said that number, 30 people are disrupting your town. Think about how people in Texas feel.
Yeah.
Think about how people in California feel. You know, our mayor, it's so ridiculous. I live in Los Angeles. Our mayor is Karen Bass. She wanted to make sure that the city council made abundantly clear that we're a sanctuary city. That was 2 months ago. Now she's complaining because Governor Abbott in Texas has sent 11 busloads of migrants up to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about 11 busloads, and you're upset about that. But just 2 months ago, you were crowing about being a sanctuary. We've got to look in the mirror and figure out how we are a country of immigrants, yes, but how we have an organized system and not just have the front door open.
Yep. It just, I don't know. It becomes very perplexing. The football season opener is it today? Today. Kansas City Chiefs, Detroit Lions, kickoff right Thursday night football. And then Sunday there are 14 games that are scattered all through the day on all the various networks. They're all saying, watch us here, watch us there, watch us everywhere.
You're going to be tuned in. I can't
Oh,
wait.
Yeah, right. I'll be right there. Yep. And then there's the story of this Washington State high school football coach. Remember this guy, Joe Kennedy?
The praying guy, right?
Won, yeah, the Supreme Court case last year. He lost his job for praying on the 50-yard line. He has now resigned from the position after the first game of the season. Apparently, there are a lot of people who were after him to resign. I think mentally, this is the thing. You get the news media, the liberal side of the press, you shouldn't be praying in a football. Well, why not? What difference does it make? How is it going to affect you? How does it make your life?
You don't have to pray. You don't have to.
No. Not at all. So, anyway, I mean, would I have done it if I were the coach? Probably not. But that's me. Apparently, the reason that he won his suit is because it violated the firing or his treatment. It apparently violated his First Amendment rights. Prayers amount to private speech. Shouldn't be restricted by the school district. I agree with that 100%. That's none of their business. And he was on the job. So, what is that? I mean, there's a different thing if you're being...
The only thing he could have done wrong is if he was punishing kids who weren't praying with him.
Well,
that was it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but I don't think he did that, did he? That didn't
seem
to be part of the story. What happened to religious freedom? Well, you're not supposed to practice it in school. And, okay. So, Bible reading is out. When I was a kid in elementary school, there was a Bible on the teacher's desk, and once in a while, one of them would read from it. So, what did it harm me? Once in a while, you...
you might catch on to that.
I don't think we ever prayed in school, but I remember seeing the Bible there, and I didn't think twice about it, frankly, now. And who does think twice about it? Who, other than somebody who's trying to make trouble, who focuses on this stuff? Right? I mean, yeah. They say, we don't want our children indoctrinated. Hey, listen, I'm on board with you there. There's way too much indoctrinization. So let's substitute, instead of religion, let's substitute politics. You don't want people to tell you how to pray or what your religious thing is. So how is it they get away with preaching their political points of view? Did I lose you?
No, I think that's right. I think that these are the same people who are going to be arguing about putting up a rainbow flag in the classroom as their right to free speech. So if you're hanging up a rainbow flag,
then read a Bible.
Then read a Bible or let everybody decide what's appropriate for them.
Yep. All right. So maybe there's something as we get getting a little a little strident here, maybe a little pushy. And I was just reading an overview of what happens to our emotions as the seasons change. You ever think about, do our emotions change as the seasons change? The answer to that is
I think especially where people have extreme weather.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Things are darker, colder.
Yep. So there's an online platform called BetterHelp, a nonprofit that I just came across, has 32,000 licensed therapists who can provide you with support if you are finding yourself out of sorts. I don't know that, I'm not sure whether it costs money or not, but I just saw that and I thought I'd pass it along. In the people department, here's the story of Lander and Badge Busse, Busse. They are teenagers have been talking a lot about climate change. You know the story of these two teenage brothers?
I don't.
Yeah. They were come from a family of fishermen. So they go out fishing and they find, you know, trout that looks like they're somehow or other being infected by something in the water. And so they get to the point of talking about this in school. And then their teacher says, well, you know, one of the lessons was talking about what's happening to the water and to the air with the environment being the way it is. So they have sued the state of Montana for failing to protect them from the impacts of climate change.
Oh, boy.
Yep. So I bring this up because this is an example of, if you're not going to be able to read the Bible in school, then how is it that you can profess or preach the whole credo? Not, you know, I suppose maybe somebody would say, well, it's a lot different. I don't know if it is or it isn't. This is a religion based on
basic ideology.
Yeah, it sure is. Absolutely. So they say they're just normal Montana youngsters, and they thought that they had to do something, excuse me, to call this to the attention of everybody else. And a lot of people are hailing them as leaders of tomorrow when it comes to the climate action movement. The judge concluded after a 7-day trial that a law forcing environmental regulators to ignore the impact of greenhouse gases and then evaluating permits for new energy projects. So what they're claiming here is that there are a lot of energy projects that violate the environmental thinking, if that's the best word for it. Some of the things that they're building are polluting the air, and that's against regulations and yada, yada, yada. So, but the judge agreed. This is a constitutional thing, apparently. Montana is one of three states that has a constitutional bill of rights that guarantees the right to clean and healthy environment. And that's what they sued under. They learned about it in school in a science class. And so they glommed onto it and decided that they started a nonprofit advocacy group, these kids, to fight climate change. So, I don't know. Is that good? I suppose there's a lesson in that.
Not
a bad lesson. Yeah. People would be hot. Look at those youngsters. Look what they're doing. Okay, make up your own mind. 18 after. This is a good day.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Gain Flings.
Gain Flings. My love had a name, but more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gain Flings. Seriously good scent. Gain Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
The
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Happy birthday to some folks who are listeners to the Good Day program. Social media brings me in touch with Steve Kincaid, whose birthday is today. Jessica March, having a birthday. Mary Lynn Wisner, Debbie Barnes, all listeners to the program. Happy birthday to you. And then some. we've got our own colloquial words that go in with these songs, right? An elephant looks like, you know, all that silly stuff. Okay, so other things that we have here that are in the fold, the things that we are using, I think the Good Day program likes to use our platforms at Good Day Networks for answers to questions. Like, we posted, what was the best job you ever held? What's been, or are you in the best job you've ever had? We'll talk about some of the answers to that right after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Alright, so the question that we presented to you on our social media, all of them now have the same connection. The media, social media handle is at Good Day Networks. And so Bob Berman said his best job was a singing waiter. Huh. Okay. Yeah. I would think that would be kind of fun. Jay Martin says, I managed a fishing resort for my dad. Fishing every day isn't a bad gig. Nope. Mike Kenyon said, Vico Company. I don't know what that is, V-I-C-O. He said there were great fringe benefits.
Jim Mancuso. I'm a radio show host. That's a great gig. You're right, Jim. I'm with you on that one. Sammy Heath says, being a father to two awesome children, having a wife that loves me, everything else doesn't matter. Amen to that, pal. You are so right. The children make our world, and my grandchildren, I feel the same way about them, too, and you will, too, when you're old enough to have grandchildren. So there. Let's see here. My former co-host, Roberta Fasanelli, who follows us every day, listens to the program. Many of you that have listened to me for a long time remember fondly Roberta and just a great contributor she was. Great, great friend. She says her best job was as my co-host. Okay. You're all right, Roberta. Susan Armstrong says she owns her own business, and apparently it deals with computerizing businesses. So that's the best job. Paul Brady says, as a delivery driver, 10 years for a catering service and 25 years with FedEx. Best jobs that he's had. Judy Gerlach says directing a church choir was her best job. Carol Naylor says medical coder for a sleep center. She says, I still work a day a week. I did retire last year, but you know, retirement is not all it's cracked up to be, as a lot of people find out. Melissa Zimmer says, I was a female ambulance attendant before females were in the profession. Yep. Dan Cizan says he worked at Fisher Body in Euclid, Ohio. Good for you, Dan. I'm glad to hear that. That's a fun. I'm sure that was fun. All right, so thanks for the input. 28 after the hour. This is a good day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. As the pandemic has been over for nearly 2 years, a new push for COVID masking is back. Montgomery County, Maryland is requiring all students to wear a mask in school. Former White House COVID advisor Dr. Scott Atlas on Fox News last night says science proves masks don't work.
There is no deadly pandemic present. There hasn't been now for a couple years. Number two, there is no public health emergency. So therefore, there should never be an emergency use authorization for some kind of experimental drug, which we're about to see. And third point, which is more specifically about masks here, masks do not work, period. That's the science. That's all the data.
Longtime Price is Right host Bob Barker died of Alzheimer's disease, according to his death certificate, which was obtained by many media outlets. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day,
Karen.
It's gonna
be a good day.
It has been a good day.
This is Miles Fisher saying that you should have a good day. Listen to my gramps on the radio.
We are family. Yes, indeed. Doug Steffen with the Good Day program. Don't forget our daily Good Day download. Lots of service here, which is what good radio programs, in my mind, are all about. They're not necessarily about the host. Content, if it's well-positioned, I think that we have a lot of need in our country and in our world to understand things. The things that I do, the Good Day program, the American Family Farmer, the Good Day Health shows are all aimed at helping you out because my philosophy of life is that we're all here to help. And so hopefully these things that we spend time on are helpful, if nothing else, more if they're enjoyable. And to that end, Mary O'Malley, our resident psychic, is going to join us in a soulful, spiritual sort of scouting expedition in a few moments. I just want to, I'm looking around at the world as we see it and what's going on, and I find that there are always people that are doing good things that aren't recognized, and an example of that is Captain Larry Taylor, who received this week the Medal of Honor
in recognition of his conspicuous gallantry, his profound concern, and his interest in his fellow soldiers. He risked his own life. This was a White House ceremony. The president honored him. He was a Vietnam Army captain. This is the highest military award one can get. Captain Taylor is 81 years old. He was a first lieutenant during the Vietnam War. He completed several daring rescue missions in 1968. He and another pilot in a Cobra helicopter, which was described as the newest, fastest, deadliest Army helicopter at the time, responded to a call from soldiers who were surrounded by enemy forces after a recon mission. They were supposed to provide cover for the soldiers, but as they got closer, they saw that they were really, it was pitch black, but they could hear what was going on, interestingly enough. And so the helicopter got shot at and took a couple of hits. They went down to try to get the four soldiers on the ground. The lieutenant at the time, now Captain Taylor, lieutenant, was told to return to base. His response was direct, "I'm getting my men out." So he performed the extraction himself, which is not something that's easy as a helicopter pilot. He had the co-pilot hold the helicopter in place. He jumped out of the aircraft, went down, brought a couple of skids down for the wounded. Boy, imagine, put yourself in that position. Four soldiers were saved, and they all got out alive. So that was the honor. He was the tribute he was paid. And certainly, you wonder why it's taken this long. Frankly, that's where I don't mean to excuse me, throw cold water on it, but as a guy like that needs to be recognized. We need the heroes in all walks of life. Okay, now speaking of heroes, on the Good Day program, as I said, try to bring to you a lot of different people with different ideas, different points of view, different experiences. And thus, I'm happy to discuss astrology with Maria Trilogy and psychic phenomenon with Mary O'Malley, who is our psychic scout. So, Mary, it's been a while, at least a month or so since I talked to you. How are you? You're doing well.
I'm doing pretty well. How are you doing?
Good morning. You sound fine. Yeah, I'm doing well, too. So, in terms of the spirit world, I was coming up the stairs. I was thinking, I don't think I've ever asked you about psychometry. Do you practice that? Have you ever used what was referred to when I was younger, the tool of using objects? I think that's what it is, right? To determine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how does it work? What is psychometry?
It's picking up information from an object.
Is there a
ring, an article, right, of clothing, something that has had time to pick up the energy of the person wearing it.
Is that part of your language? Is that part of the thing when somebody came to you and, you know, sometimes psychics will say, "Can I hold your watch?" Or do you have a pen or something that has energy in it? How does that, do you have any idea how the energy gets transferred?
No.
Funny. I think I knew the answer to that question before I asked it, because it's hard to know how this stuff works. It just works. It
does. And I've done it a few times. I can do it. It, for some reason, it rarely comes up, at least in my work. But often it's with jewelry, and so say a ring, that somebody's worn for a long time. I'll even pick up the energy from the person who created it.
Yeah.
So that's always very interesting. It's like, okay, kind of going right back to the beginning. Mm-hmm. And, for me, I get impressions, feelings. Like I said, I haven't worked with it a lot. It just hasn't come up in my business.
Yeah, well, everybody different.
Mostly when I teach, when I'm teaching psychic work. You know, that's one of the things we go over, and that's usually when I experience it. But I don't know why it works, but it's crazy to pick up something and all of a sudden get impressions. And
yeah. You think that, you know, we talk a lot about stones, crystals, that sort of thing. Why do they have more energy than other objects? The number of, some people say they're inanimate. I'm not sure that, I think rocks have life in them, don't they?
Oh, I do. Absolutely. Yeah. They yeah. definitely do. And they, you know, depending on what they're made from, they're able to collect energy, store energy. So it's like going into a building. If it's made of wood, it's going to be able to collect and store more energy than if it's made of plastic, you know, things like that.
Yeah. Mary O'Malley is here from Soul Scout. She has a website. You actually had a, this is something interesting. I can't go to these things at this time of year, but I know that you had a two-day sort of spiritual retreat. And how did that, is that the first time you've done something like that?
It is, but, you know, I managed to have it scheduled during a hurricane. So
I forgot about that.
It didn't really happen. It was just, you know, nobody would have been able to drive home. It was just, it got crazy. You know, we had the monsoon here from it.
Yeah. People will say to you, if you're a real psychic, you should have known that there was going to be a hurricane.
Well, here's the funny thing, Doug. I did know.
You did?
I knew going up to it. I was ready to get on the phone and postpone it. I just had this feeling. And then my best friend from Arkansas, she called and said, hey, when should I come in on, you know, at the airport? And I'm like, well, if she's coming from Arkansas, then maybe it's a go.
Mm-hmm.
So you see what I mean? It's like, but my gut before that was telling me, I don't think it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we're postponing, but, I was looking forward to it, but I got to spend the whole weekend with my bestie.
With your friend.
And that's good. Yeah.
All right. So when do you do these things and what do people expect? Is this something that people who listen to the program could sign up for? Is this something that could be a Zoom deal? It's kind of a spiritual retreat.
We'll kind of do some Zoom things. The hope is, the idea is over the next years to establish a kind of a seasonal change spiritual retreat with different topics, you know, different things to focus on and in person. I know a lot of people have been asking me for in-person things. I think we're all kind of starving, but I'll also be doing online and I'll be recording these things as I go along so that, you know, you can access it online if you can't jump on a plane and fly to California. But yeah, I'm looking, it's something I've been wanting to do for years and I'm finally at a point where I can start kind of scheduling and implementing. But like I said, the first one's fizzled.
Yeah. Then, under the circumstances, I know that one of the things we've talked about over the years has been mediumship. So let me bring your friend into the conversation for a moment, your best friend. How did you are you friends because of this work? Did that bring you together? And in that same question, I guess I have how... I'm wondering how people that meet you for the first time and find out that you know, when people say, hey, what do you do for a living? I'm a psychic. Okay, where does the conversation go from there?
It goes all kinds of different directions. I met my friend Brigid over 30 years ago around something else, but it was also connected to a spiritual path, a spiritual journey. And we had so many things in common and, you know, both Irish and, it was, you know, talking. It's like we grew up in the same family. So we just became friends and we're dear friends. When I meet people and I say I'm a psychic, a lot of times they'll kind of back away like they're afraid.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
I know something about them.
It's off-putting for some people.
Yeah, and most of us don't do that, you know. The only way I would look in is if I felt like I needed to know if this person was real or not real for me in my life, you know. And then other people are really excited. They want a reading on the spot.
Yeah, can you help me out? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then you know, which is uncomfortable in the middle of a party or something. I don't know what they think. You know, it's sometimes the information is...
Well, what they think is that you can instantly drop what you're doing. This is the ego speaking. They think that they'll either challenge you or they'll say something like, hey, if you're so good at psychic stuff, how come you're not a billionaire? Why didn't you play the lottery?
And it comes up. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way.
Don't you wish it did?
Yeah. So that's why, you know, I've been on this mission to train people, to talk to them, to be able to trust their own sixth sense, so to speak, and what that means and how it's different than how it looks on TV, and how unique it is to everybody, how they receive information. But the biggest thing in a group is I get intimate information, and I don't want to share that in front of a whole bunch of people. And people don't understand that, you know, maybe what I need to share with them in order for them to move forward isn't what they want everybody to know about them, right? If they're being selfish, if they're being, they need a bigger point of view of things. So I'm not like one of those party psychics. Let's put it that way. Most of the work
is serious business.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the reason that you're here in part is because you fit into my theme. I think that's really one of the reasons that I said what I did is we started this quarter hour of the program. I'm here to help. I believe that's mission in life sounds a little too serious. Mm-hmm. I just think that that's why all of us are here. So I try to present helpful radio programs that will do us the favor of making your day better. Helping farmers, helping people with their health, that kind of stuff. I think that it's a great opportunity for us to be helpful. So if somebody wants to connect with you to get help, you can be helpful by any number of means. What's the way to do it?
www.thesoulscout.net. And they can find out about me and book an appointment and contact me through the website.
Mary O'Malley here on Good Day.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Connection. Is that like a French kiss, Chucker?
Yeah, maybe.
Right. The French kiss off. This was how Gene Hackman really got into high gear, don't you think?
Well, he won his Oscar for playing the role of Popeye Doyle. 71,
yep.
French Connection. And then while he got his Oscar, he was filming the Poseidon Adventure, which would be released in 1972. But here's it. I want to see if you know this trivia here. In this day in TV history, September 7th, 1986, NBC premiered a TV movie, The French Connection, Popeye Doyle. Now, Gene Hackman wasn't in it because he only starred in the theatrical versions. But what actor played Popeye Doyle in this movie, which was actually really good, and he got really, really good reviews playing it dramatically? Do you have any idea?
No, I don't remember it at all.
It was Ed O'Neill from Married with Children.
For heaven's sakes. Yeah, really. Huh.
He did a great job. And actually,
well, he's played lots of different kinds of roles.
Yeah.
He's been very, very prolific.
Can I tell you a story? I was watching on YouTube, because I go on YouTube a lot, and there was an interview with him. And I said, let me watch it. When he was actually at the gym one day, and he got a call from his agent that there was a they were doing readings on the Al Bundy character from Married with Children. So he said, why don't you go down there and give it a shot? And he went down, and what his interpretation of that character was just exactly opposite from every other actor that auditioned. And they liked him a lot, and he got that role. And obviously that was huge in his career. That's an iconic, I think, an iconic sitcom.
But think about all the roles he's played, how varied the type of characters that he's
had. Listen, he's he's had two great sitcoms, Married Children, Modern Family. Sure, he's made a ton of money. He's a talented actor, and like all actors who could do comedy, they all could also could do drama, which was the case in '86 when he played Popeye Doyle in the TV.
Well, version. But he's played police officers on TV and in movies.
Yes.
He's been, I think he's a very, if prolific is the right word, he's certainly. Sounds,
but you know, it goes down. It goes, and I said this to a young employee yesterday. There's one thing you need in life. Anybody who has any ability, you need one thing. You need a break, right? So you need, every actor who has a is a name where you could look at the face and know the name or actress. They got the break they needed, and there's hundreds and hundreds of thousands that have a lot of talent in all fields that that never get that break, and that's, I guess, such is life, right?
About breaks, exactly.
Yes, it is.
Do you know
breaks.
Who Taylor Momsen is?
No, I do not.
She was a child actress in The Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
Okay.
And
the live-action Ron Howard version?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
And she's now 30, recalling being a child actress in school and what that meant for her. She was in a couple of movies with Jim Carrey, a bunch of stuff that she's been in. And so she was talking about how... It, yeah, and then I because I brought it up because I've talked about this. Dakota Fanning was in my daughter's English class in high school.
Right.
And she also had Elle Fanning, the sister, and they were both
not an easy life.
Delightful.
It's a massive trade-off.
Yeah, but they did it well. At least Dakota apparently did very well in getting along with the. You know, at that time she was heavily into acting, and a lot of the schooling took place on the sets. A lot of times you think of these kids, what does it do to them as a child actor? Look at, you know, you hear the story about Judy Garland.
It does a lot. I mean, obviously a lot of it's determined by the parent, right? The parent, how
they handle
How they handle it, how driven they are for their own self, you know, what they want out of it and what they do to the child to get what they want. You know, it's a very slippery slope. It's, you know, obviously movies, their entertainment need child actors because you'll play part in film. So, but that stuff's very interesting. Here's another one. This day in TV history, Doug, September 7th, 1999, the Chevy Chase Show aired on Fox. It ran for 6 weeks and was canceled. I recall it was pretty terrible. Listen, Chevy Chase has had had a good movie career. He's had some really big hits. I've never been a huge fan, and that talk show did not translate to that venue at all.
I don't understand how some people become popular. You know, it's a very people would say that. Well, what about you and your radio program? I just with him, it's a choice, and he doesn't do it for me either. I'm with you 100% on that. I just can't. But listen, that's what makes the world go round.
Exactly,
you and I both like Gene Hackman, and we don't like
Jack
Chase. All right, we have so much in common, Chuck. Isn't it great? 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.